Mr. Senator, Mr. Representative, and all of the other distinguished guests, and all of you who have been so kind to come out and give us this very warm welcome on this beautiful day in Huron County.
Let's try to get another one.
That fundamental principle that a doctor should work for his patient and not for the federal government.
Now, whether it's an education program that provides aid to education, but provides that the decisions with regard to schools should be made by local school districts and not by bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. Now, whether it's a welfare program that is one that will make it not possible for an individual to say it's more profitable to go on welfare than to go to work. In all of those areas in which we need action in the Congress, it is in these areas that your vote is going to count when you vote for your next congressman. Now, you will have noted that every area that I have mentioned does not involve partisanship. It involves your jobs. It involves your cost of living. And referring to that latter point, let me say one of the most effective ways to keep down the cost of living is to keep down the cost of government in Washington, D.C. And so in this particular area, if you are interested in that kind of representation, you can do something about it. Do something about it by your votes on Election Day. Now, one final point I'd like to make, and I make it particularly because there's so many young people here. I see the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. I see the high school boys and girls. And I think that all of us on such an occasion think primarily of them and their future. I've been informed by your mayor that this is the first time in history that a president of the United States has ever been here. Let me say, the president of the United States, whoever he is, must always and will always think of all of the people of this country and the little towns as well as the big ones. But particularly he thinks not just of the next election, but he thinks of that next generation. And I think all of us can be thankful today that for the first time in 12 years, on the first visit of a president of the United States to this county, a president can say, the United States is at peace with all nations in the world, and we brought that peace, and we're proud of it. And also, let me tell, as I went down the line here, I met some, a father and a mother, and I imagine that they have teenage children, maybe a boy. And for the first time in 25 years, no one is being drafted for the armed services, and that is something we're proud of. What we want is not just to have a war over with, which costs us so much in the lives of our young men and in our daughters and so forth. What we want is to build a permanent peace that will last. That's why I went to Europe last week. That's why we're working for peace in the Mideast. That's why I'll be going to the Soviet Union to talk to our adversaries to reduce the burden of arms that rests on the shoulders of the men and women who work wherever they are throughout the world, and also reduce the danger of war. I can tell you right now, the chance that this new, splendid generation can grow up and be the first generation in this century not to know a war in America is better than it's ever been in the history of our country. We can do it, but in order to do it, we've got to keep America strong. And Jim Barnes stands for a strong America. In order to do it, we have to have an America that sees its problems in the world, not in terms simply of helping everybody else when they will not help themselves, but in terms of seeing that America gets a fair shake in its trading with other nations, but in terms also of saying to us that America, in whose hands the peace of the world lies today, meets that responsibility of world leadership so that our children and our grandchildren can grow up in a world of peace. And I'll simply conclude with this. What is our goal? What are you for as you vote? I'll tell you what you're going to be voting for. You're going to be voting for a full-time, hard-working congressman. You're going to be voting second for a congressman who is representing you, just you, every individual, and no one power group. You're going to be voting for a congressman who is not just against, but who is for better health and better education, for solving the problems of energy, for better income for our farmers and our businessmen and the rest. And you're going to be voting for a congressman who will help you now. It's for the kind of policies that end one war for America and
wars for America. Now that's a crossroads we're going to.